Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
There was something massive that happened in our country, and you may not even know about it because the media doesn't want you to know what just happened in this country, because then you might actually start to connect the dots and blame the Democrats who are in power and Joe Biden for what has just happened. One of the headlines reads this way: Mayday, another bank collapse, the second biggest in United States history. Now, if you didn't know that the second biggest bank collapse just happened in United States history, that is designed on purpose. Did the president come out and have a big press conference about it? No. Instead, the government did exactly what you would expect. First Republic was seized by the U.S. government and sold to J.P. Morgan Chase. The largest bank in the country has now gotten even bigger, which revives the idea that a bank, and this is something we swore we'd never allow to happen after the 2008 collapse, is too big to fail. Biden declares system safe and sound. He didn't, but, you know, they decided to tell you that from the podium at the White House, answering a question. And now the Fed is examining the banking woes. Small businesses are already feeling the crunch, and small banks are really feeling the crunch now, because so many Americans have decided that maybe they should put their money in a bank that is, quote, too big to fail, to protect it, instead of a community bank that may not get the political bailouts that these other banks are getting. Now let's go to the Hill newspaper. The Hill newspaper, under banking and financial institutions, in their online reading material, not wanting to necessarily highlight this story because it clearly lays the footsteps of the White House. First Republic Bank collapse spurs fears for banking system and a broader economy, they write. The demise of First Republic Bank is raising questions about the strength of the U.S. banking system and the broader economy that relies on it. See, they're not wanting to have this conversation in public. Well, bury this under the banking and financial institutions tab on our website, and we'll be able to say, hey, we told you this story, that the economy is in trouble. Monday's shutdown marked the nation's second largest bank failure. First Republic Bank had nearly $230 billion in assets last month, eclipsing the Silicon Valley Bank collapse, which also just happened. Three of the four largest bank failures in U.S. history have taken place over the last 2 months. Let me say that again. Three of the four largest bank failures in the history of the United States of America have taken place over the last 2 months. Now, am I running around like Chicken Little right now? No. I'm just showing you how big this news is and then comparing it to the idea that you probably didn't even know that three of the four largest bank failures in U.S. history have happened in the United States of America over the last 2 months. Let's hit pause here for a second and let's go back to 2016 when Donald Trump became the president of the United States of America. If 2 years later in his presidency in 2018, three of the four largest bank failures in U.S. history had taken place, how much time do you think the media would have committed to breaking news on that story? They would have gone wall to wall. They would have had a massive Wall Street, right? The numbers up there on Wall Street of the Dow's down 200, right? The Dow is, look at the, and if that wasn't working out for them on a certain day, they would have then put up the actual stock of the banks that were in free fall to show, oh, this is really bad for the economy. Look at what Donald Trump has done. Three of the four, this will be his legacy, they would say, right? Three of the four largest bank failures in U.S. history have happened under Donald Trump's watch. This is something that will be remembered forever. Then they would do interviews with business owners, small business owners and families and single mothers talking about their stress, right, that they're having right now with these bank failures. They'd find a guy walking on the street going, I don't know about my bank. I'm worried I'm going to have no money. I'm afraid that I'm not going to have any cash. Did you also know, by the way, that while this was happening, there were actual runs on the bank, like old school runs on the bank? Did you know that the First Republic Bank and the Silicon Valley Bank had people wrapped around the block with runs of the bank pulling their assets out of the bank? And most people have online banking now, so it's easier to pull your money from a bank. Did you know that there was, like, we're talking genuine runs on the bank, just like we saw in the 70s, just like we saw during the Great Depression? There were. Did you notice the media didn't show you those pictures? Nah, why would we do that? Because that would actually connect dots to Joe Biden and the Democrats. So we're not going to tell you that story. But if you went back to 2018 and there were runs on the banks, don't you think that they would go wall-to-wall coverage? Don't you think you'd have a reporter from CNN or Fox or MSNBC or any of these other outlets that would be walking down the street by the people on the run of the bank, and they'd be like, hey, come here, ma'am. How concerned are you? You're not going to be able to get money out of your bank account today. I'm terrified. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's move on down the road here. Hi, ma'am. You're here with your children today. Why are you here? Oh, I need money. I can't get money. My bank's collapsing. I'm terrified. And then they would look at you on camera and they'd say, this is the United States of America under Donald J. Trump. Donald Trump isn't here with these people feeling their fears and the bigger concerns over what's happening in our economy, because this isn't just about a bank failure. This is also about the economy. And they would connect those dots. But have they done those types of interviews? Hell no. Why would you do that type of interview right now? The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, known as the FDIC, on Monday took control, seized the San Francisco-based regional bank and brokered its sale to JP Morgan Chase. Why did they do it? The deal will protect deposits, likely wipe out shareholders, and make the nation's largest bank even bigger. So now is JP Morgan in an even better position by doing this deal? Yeah, because now they are officially too big to fail. JP Morgan Chase is the nation's largest bank ever. First Republic's fate was set when the bank revealed that it lost $100 billion in deposits after Silicon Valley Bank's collapse led to a panic among wealthy clients. Its stock plummeted 75% last week alone. Now, if that was happening, all of this would have been playing out in real time. It would have been the lead story on ABC, NBC, CBS in the nightly news. Do you want to know right now? I'm going to do this in real time because I just want you to understand. I'm going to go to CBSNews.com. If you go to CBS News right now, their website. Let's see. This is real time. All right. They say it's breaking CBS News, 24-hour breaking news. That's how they say, that's how they describe themselves. All right, latest news. Hollywood, this is their headline, their biggest headline on their page as I'm doing this in real time. Hollywood writers go on strike over fair pay in streaming era, meaning streaming content. These walkouts have often been lengthy. A 1988 Writers Guild strike lasts 153 days. The last one went for 100 days, starting in 07 and ending in 08. They have a picture of the Writers Guild of America on strike. This is what they're saying. You want to know what's number two on their page? 2023 Tony Awards. Here are the nominees in six major categories. Gordon Lightfoot, Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald Singer, dies at 84 is their next headline. Drug cartel lieutenant, nicknamed the GOAT, arrested near the Texas border. Janet Yellen warns U.S. could default on debt as early as June. Now, why are they saying that? Because they're trying to force the Republicans into a bad deal, just so you know, to raise the debt ceiling. That's the only reason why they're talking about that one. Still nothing about the three of the four biggest banks failing in this country. American climber dies on Mount Everest, expedition organizers say. Bob Lee died from three stab wounds, medical examiner says. That is their top headlines. Below that, bride killed, groom injured when alleged drunk driver slams into golf cart. Missing teen among likely seven people found dead in Oklahoma, authorities say. Then more top stories. Okay, well, surely the banking's going to be in this part. One Ukrainian couple, narrow escape from a Russian strike. Met Gala 2023 looks, see photos of show-stopping red carpet. Chinese embark on a post-COVID spring break travel bonanza. Surgeon General declares loneliness an epidemic. Oklahoma governor signs gender-affirming care ban for kids. Oprah chooses the Covenant of Water as new book club pick. Tennis star Serena Williams, supermodel. Carly Kloss revealed baby bumps at the Met Gala. Hair found on tape, wrapping boy's body matched mom's, DNA analysis says. At least six dead after dust storm causes massive pileup on Illinois Highway. I just went and scrolled through all of these at CBSNews.com. They aren't even telling you that a bank has collapsed. Ahead of this, they have a Sudan health issue headline. Freshwater fish contaminated with PFAS. Air Force Colonel Miraculous Landing celebrated. Eye on America addressing homelessness. Still not a single word about the banks. The last ones on their page. Private flying boom comes at a cost to the public, critics say. Wisconsin bill would allow 14-year-olds to serve alcohol. King Charles III net worth and where his wealth comes from. New York City, new tool to stop car thieves. The weirdest items passengers leave behind in Ubers. That's it. There's your CBSNews.com. Not a damn word about three of the four biggest banks in America failing in the last couple months under Biden. All right, before I get into more of that, I want to talk to you about Patriot Mobile. They are the only conservative Christian cell phone company in the U.S. And Patriot Mobile now offers service with all three major networks, meaning your coverage is going to be exactly what you're getting right now. So instead of you paying the big three, switch to Patriot Mobile. You can go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson, and you're also going to get performance guarantee. What does that mean? If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks. So you can get the great service that you love while supporting a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. This new year, resolve to stop supporting companies that don't align with your values. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy, and you can keep your same cell phone and your same cell phone number. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson, patriotmobile.com/Ferguson, or call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Get free activation today with offer code Ferguson. So let's go back to the big headline. The headline that should be being reported on is the fact that three of the four largest bank failures in the United States of America's history have taken place over the last 2 months under Joe Biden. Now, I just gave you the headlines a moment ago from CBS. And you may say, well, Ben, CBS maybe just got it wrong. Okay, I'm going to go in real time right now to NBC News' headlines. You just had the second largest bank failure in history, the government seizing that bank and then forcing a sale to JP Morgan Chase, which now becomes an even bigger bank that is, quote, too big to fail. And by the way, JP Morgan Chase is an extremely liberal bank with woke ideologies that even to try to stop and monitor transactions of people that were buying firearms. They have since, quote, abandoned that, we're being told. But let's go to NBC News and their website, NBCNews.com, and let's see if they're going to tell you about three of the four biggest banks failing in this country, in our history, happening. Here's their headlines. Repeated 911 calls await for deputies. Texas survivors question why help didn't arrive sooner. Hollywood writers go on strike, bringing TV production to halt. Ah, does this sound familiar? Does it sound like they're almost, I could have been giving you the same headlines from CBS? Yeah. Speaker McCarthy accepts Biden investigation debt ceiling meeting. Treasury says U.S. will hit the debt limit as early as June 1. Three paths to raising the debt limit and why one of them is murky. Texas Governor Greg Abbott slammed for calling shooting victims illegal immigrants. Writers strike to affect late night shows first and could have a ripple effect. Another article. A fight over religion and politics is rolling a Texas school board election and it's getting ugly. Pearls, tweets, and cat stars pay tribute at the Met Gala. Rihanna says, thank God you guys waited after she arrives fashionably late. Serena Williams reveals she's pregnant with second child at Met Gala. Texas bill to fund private schools set off heated debate among parents and teachers. China exit bans multiply as political control tightens under Xi. An American dies while climbing Mount Everest. Speaker McCarthy accepts Biden's debt ceiling meeting. So they run the same headline twice on that website. Blinding dust storm leads to six deaths and dozens hospitalized after highway pileup in Illinois. Seven people found dead in Oklahoma property during search for missing teens. Bride killed when allegedly speeding DUI driver slams golf cart after wedding party. You know what they have above this? This isn't a joke. I'm going to read this headline. Bush v. Gore. That happened in 2000. Docs among newly released documents from Justice Stevens' archives. NYPD searches for man accused of defecating on pride flag. New Mexico woman sent 16 years for placing baby in dumpster. Still nothing about the massive bank collapses in this country because they don't want you to know just how bad things are. Now, screw NBC. Let's move on to ABC. Maybe ABC. And ABC has a pretty good news page. They give you a lot of quick headlines, all right? So on the left side of their page, and this is real time, here's what's on their page. As three of the four biggest banks have failed in the history of our country in the last 2 months, and one of the biggest just happened in the last 24 hours. Canadian folk singer Gordon Lightfoot dies at 84. Seven bodies found amid search for missing teens. U.S. could default by June unless debt limit rises. BP posts $5 billion quarterly profit on strong trading. Europe's inflation goes up ahead of rate decision. Justice Stevens' private papers open to the public. HBCU's donations 178 times lower than Ivy's, new study says. Long unfinished Vegas Tower sets grand opening. Carroll concludes testimony in case against Trump. Mother stung over 75 times by bees in Arizona. Bride struck, killed on way home from wedding. Four found shot in head in California mass killing. Looming proxy war in 2024 Republican primaries could define key races nationwide. That's the headlines right now on ABC News. Nothing about the bank failures. Nothing. Ferrari causes multi-vehicle crash. Jared Leto wears cat costume at Met Gala. Right? These are all the headlines over there. So ABC, NBC, and CBS, none of them have a headline on the top of their pages anywhere through top or middle about a bank. Finally, I will give ABC credit. If you scroll down, and this is how bad this placement is, It is right next to a report increase of rare brain infections seen in kids in one state. And next to a visualize it all with Creative Cloud All apps. Next to it, there is a headline, First Republic Bank fails. Was it a bailout? Question mark. That's how low you have to go to find that story. They are not telling you what's happening in this economy right now because they know that if they do, you're going to realize just how bad it is and you're going to realize who's in charge. And they have a presidential election coming up and they are going to keep hiding these bank failures. If you go to the real headlines and you look at what should be being said right now, it's not. The things that are not going to affect your life is the Hollywood writers go on strike. Late night talk shows are halting production. That is not what should matter right now. What should matter right now is what just happened. That the taxpayers are paying $13 billion to save First Republic Bank. Dick Durbin said that. That's what should be being said. Taxpayers are paying $13 billion to save the First Republic Bank. Dick Durbin is a Democrat from Illinois. And on Monday, he went on TV and the Senate Majority Whip, Dick Durbin, stated that the $13 billion loss that the FDIC is taking on the seizure of First Republic Bank is $13 billion in taxpayers' money that the federal government put into the First Republic Bank to ensure that it did not fail and cause some recessions in the economy. And he's telling you this is a good thing, that this is the government acting responsibly. All right, before I get into that, I want to talk to you real quick about our friends over at Augusta Precious Metals. It's important that you know what's going on in this crazy economy, and your hard-earned savings need protecting from the devalued dollar. Protecting from the devalued dollar, especially if you're close to retirement. Augusta Precious Metals will give you information on how to protect your savings and open a gold IRA. So if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, call and ask about their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. I trust Augusta Precious Metals, and you can too. They will make sure that you understand what is best for you and your portfolio. There's a reason Money Magazine says they are the best gold IRA company. Get free gold, free information, and retirement protection now by calling 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877, the number 4-GOLD-IRA. Or AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Take a listen to Dick Durbin wanting you to praise him for one of the biggest bank failures in history happening and then them, quote, stepping in.
Look at this First Republic Bank. We put $13 billion in taxpayers' money there to make sure that this bank did not fail and cause some recession in this economy. There's a lot at stake here with a small, literally small bank in comparison to the national economy, $23 trillion, and the debt ceiling debate that McCarthy is trying to use for political purposes. This is totally irresponsible.
By the way, I love how he now calls one of the biggest bank failures in history, First Republic Bank, a small bank. Did you hear him say that? This is a small bank relative to our economy. Immediately then, if CNN had cojones, they would have said, or if they just wanted to tell you the truth, they would have said, well, Senator Durbin, with all due respect, you've had three of the largest four bank failures in the history of this country happen in the last 2 months. First Republic Bank is not a small bank, sir. This is a massive bank with billions and billions and billions of dollars. If it was a small bank, you wouldn't have had to put $13 billion into it just to try to save it. But they don't say that. They let them keep pushing the propaganda. And then the president comes out. We got new audio from the president now. He's got something to say about this, about First Republic Bank. In fact, he wants you to praise him, saying that he is pleased that this has happened.
I'm pleased to say that the regulators have taken action to facilitate the sale of First Republic Bank and ensure that all depositors are protected and the taxpayers are not on the hook.
This is a good thing. Well, hold on. How are the taxpayers not on the hook, President? Because Dick Durbin just contradicted you by saying that $13 billion in taxpayers' dollars were just put in to save First Republic Bank. So how is it we're not on the hook and the president was able to lie? Now, you'd think somebody would go back and say, Mr. President, you just lied. Dick Durbin just contradicted you on TV a moment ago.
And the taxpayers are not on the hook.
That is a lie. That is a bold-faced lie. Everyone knows that's a lie. And he just gets to walk out there and say it because there's no such thing as a real media anymore. They will tell you that with three of the four biggest banks failing in history is a small bank that failed. They will tell you that $13 billion of taxpayers' dollars went in to save this bank, and then they'll look you in the face and say, it didn't cost you anything, that you should be pleased that we are doing this. You should be happy that this is happening. White House asked some questions on this. Take a listen to what the White House had to say about some, you know, possible corruption issues here with this bailout. Listen.
Look, I'm not going to speak directly to that. I have not seen those reports. I get what you're saying. What we will continue to say is that the president is going to make sure that it's not the taxpayers that have to pay for this or lose on this. We want to make sure that they're protected, depositors, families, small businesses. We've been very clear. And it does not protect investors. First Republic shareholders and bondholders will lose their entire investments. That's what the president has directed his economic team to do. FDIC runs this process, and I'm just going to leave it there.
The question she was asked was about members of Congress having insider trading on First Republic Bank. She was asked about insider trading, right? Members of Congress and insider trading. Listen to the question now, because you hear her response. I wanted you to hear the response first. Like, oh, everything's good. It's just some taxpayers' money, but it's all protected. Everything's bad. Hey, was there any insider trading with people in Washington, people in the administration? Listen.
I'm going to just take one in the back. Go ahead, Phil.
Thank you. Another one on the banking issue. I'm wondering what the president's message is to members of Congress who might see the current banking shakeup or future banking troubles as an opportunity to make a buck. Because, for instance, we've already seen some members of Congress who have had what seems like particularly good luck offloading shares of First Republic Bank and turning around and buying shares of J.P. Morgan.
Look, I'm not going to speak directly to that.
Oh, yeah. Why would we talk about insider trading in Washington, right? You have this reporter who's like, hey, we've already seen some members of Congress who have had what seems like particularly good luck offloading shares of First Republic Bank and turning around and buying shares of J.P. Morgan. Notice how the reporter doesn't have the cojones to name names here. Just generic, right? Let's just keep it generic. I'm not going to speak directly to that. So to be clear, you have members of Congress who we're not going to name at this White House briefing who are offloading shares of First Republic Bank before its collapse and then turning around and using those dollars to buy shares of J.P. Morgan that went up. And the White House's official line is, I'm not going to speak directly to that. I've not seen those reports. Well, we asked the question. She didn't answer the question. We can now move on and act like nothing happened here. Everything's fine, right? Everything's fine. Yeah, if you're a member of Congress, go on TV and talk about it's not that big of a deal, right? Here's another congressman, Representative Rowe. Listen.
It's a pretty brutal report on the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. It's in your district. How much can Congress do to address some of these major failures?
Well, we should never have repealed the 2018 Dodd-Frank restrictions from applying to smaller banks like Silicon Valley Bank. That sent a signal to the Fed that the supervision didn't have to be as tight. What we first need to do in Congress is say there needs to be strict oversight over banks like Silicon Valley Bank. There need to be expanded risk and liquidity tests to prevent this kind of situation.
By the way, that's a lie, just so you know. But you notice the one thing that was said there that I really wanted to make you understand, and that is what was just said there by this individual. Silicon Valley Bank is a small bank. If there's any wording that is keeps coming up in all of these interviews, when Democrats are forced to talk about three of the four biggest bank failures in the history of this country, is keep calling it a small bank. Act like it's not a lot of money. Lie to the American people and tell the American people that none of your tax dollars went towards bailing out Silicon Valley Bank, when in fact, billions of your tax dollars went to bailing out this bank and protecting this bank. Make sure you put that out there. That is the narrative that we need. That's the narrative we want. We're going to just keep saying the bank is small. We're going to keep telling you your tax dollars weren't used. We're going to keep telling you that everything's fine. We're not going to tell you about the names of the insider trading of the members of Congress that were offloading Silicon Valley Bank stock and then immediately buying J.P. Morgan Chase, which then, oh, wait, was forced to buy that bank. Nothing to see there. Everything's fine. Welcome to the Democratic Party, genuinely in charge of our economy and our bank. The real headline is there should be fears for the banking system and the broader economy. The real headline is three of the four largest bank failures in U.S. history have happened under Joe Biden and the Democrats' leadership. First Republic, by the way, was set when the bank revealed, and this is when you knew they were done, that it lost $100 billion in deposits after the Silicon Valley Bank collapse led to panic among wealthy clients. Its stock went down 75% last week, and Democrats and insider trading in Washington, they are really good, folks. They're going, I'm just going to sell my stock before all this hit the fan. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO, Jamie Dimon, said Monday, this part of the crisis is over, adding that he believes the financial system is strong, but it's possible a smaller bank could fail. Notice how he even uses the word smaller bank. First Republic, by the way, bank revealed relied heavily on wealthy clients, with more than two-thirds of its deposits well above the FDIC's $250,000 insurance limit. The bank faced hefty unrealized losses on long-term treasury bonds, which saw their value plummet after the reserve hiked interest rates, hurting its ability to raise cash to cover deposit outflows. The economy is not doing well, and they can lie to you on the headlines all over the country, but and they can lie to you every day, but if the American people are feeling this right now, they're feeling it. And the media is going to keep lying to you just to try to keep these idiots in charge. And it can cost you your entire financial savings. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now. And take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow, see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.